Not diminished.
Blog Talk Radio.
Or let it be written. Or let it be done.
Healing tonight, and we come to say Hosanna, Hosanna to the word as we get into divine healing tonight. I want to thank you for coming, and I'm going to lift up tonight. I was thinking about all the good singers, and I think I will go to Aretha Franklin tonight with all the songs that she produced. She's in the spirit realm now. Hosanna, Hosanna to his name, Sunday, Palm Sunday. And what that means, that Jesus rode in and on a donkey, put palm leaves down, and said, Hosanna, Hosanna to his name. And we were talking about where we go from here, community of chaos. We're glad to see the black woman that's over, that made it to Supreme Court. And we're glad that they outlawed the law for people hanging. But I want to salute a young lady from Detroit. And I was seeing how much she was doing. I mean, with all that was going on, she kept singing, Give Me a Little Respect. And all them songs she sung was messages to the black woman and the message to black at a whole. It was a healing to lots of black women. It was a wake-up call for black men. And we're going into this month, Easter month, tomorrow. Every preacher goes, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to his name. He just wrote in on the donkey, they go all that. But my thing is, where do we go from him? And what do we do? And that's important. Know what we do, what we do, where we go from him. But we are a long ways to go. With all that going on in hell, putting that crowd hell over there where he's fighting Premier. But when I looked in the Bible, I found out those were brothers fighting, two half-brothers fighting. When you go back to the biblical thing, so it's playing out right before our eyes. That's what's happening. It's playing out right before our eyes. I'm going to salute tonight. Now, I want you to read tonight Psalms 59, put it down, Psalms 37, Psalms 44. And I want to say to you tonight, for you to get it, because if you got a need, you plant a seed, I see doors open up for you. I see money open up for you. I'm seeing business open up for you. If you got a need, you plant a seed, go to my website, thusseedabrahamsite.com. We own 7 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And this is sad to healing. And I want the word, knowledge, to heal you, because we need people to be healed. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. And people have been saying that they was restless. And some people said they just feel like they withdrawn. They seen all the killing, the mass graves. Now, what that means, God is still in control. And whatever going to happen, God's going to handle it. So ain't nothing that we can do but pray. Ain't nothing for us to do but try to live a decent and a clean life. Tomorrow morning, we're going to testify. We're going to talk a little bit about what it means. Well, when you said, when somebody asked me earlier, what it means with the palm leaves. I'm going to explain the palm leaves to you in the morning, what they meant and why they use them. And most of them, you get palm leaves, you take them, keep it in the house. And it's something you got to do with them, I say. So I want to say to you tonight, salute to Aretha Franklin, the mother of soul, the mother of spirit, and purpose span ordained her to be the queen of soul. But you know, when you go back further than that, we had people that was queen didn't never get recognition. So tonight, I'm going to reach out, and we're going to listen to her. And you get your pencil and paper, because you might hear something that will motivate you, that will stimulate you. God is in a divine order. With all that going on in Washington, all that going on, I want to, you know, I could say negative. I want to salute somebody that gave positive stuff. Okay. What's wrong? Black men don't want to honor black women. And it seemed like, but I ain't even get to go to that. Because if we could go ahead on, but God is still in control. We got the two highest women. They in the Supreme Court. They got white husbands. I don't know why they got white husbands. That ain't my business. God know why. Black men grab these white women and look down on the black women. My mama was black. My grandma was black. And I'm going to always love blackness. And blackness means power. Okay. Let's hear from Aretha Franklin right now. A healing.
Hey. this recording, produced by the great Reverend James Cleveland, one of my mentors on the piano. Come on in. I traveled with my dad, singing in all of the arenas across the country, in small churches and city auditoriums.
Kristen, God bless you tonight. I'm glad to see that you're home from Detroit. And we saluting Sister Rita Franklin as being the hometown artist that gave so much to people around the world. And you want to have something to say, Dr. Kristen? I see it. I got you up. I don't know what happened. But we're going on to Rita. A divine healing word. I better do the gospel thing first.
We're going back to the New Bethel Baptist Church. To the days of this recording. Produced by the great Reverend James Cleveland. One of my mentors on the piano. Small churches and city auditoriums. God, he said, the Great Commission, go into the world and preach my gospel.
Franklin got us started in the Bethel Baptist Church. Her father was a minister, her mother was a saint, and her sister was a singer. So she got the roots of singing. So we salute in the healing Aretha Franklin from Detroit really helped black women to come to the teacher, the doctor, the lawyer. Her gospel song motivated Dr. King. Her song, she played Precious Lord. And so much Aretha did. And we got to reach out and touch people that have touched our life. We didn't even know how she touched our life. And we just need to know how that worked out for us.
Oh,
divine healer tonight, and we salute Aretha Franklin, the mother of soul in rock and roll. And we just saying, as black women's rise, and if you've been a black woman, get in your business, begin to grow to the level. Can't wait on people that the hate people that got hate on their mind, love. On tomorrow, Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus rose in, they lay palm leaves down on him, and next Sunday they crucified him. And the whole Bible told Jesus about the Bible story. So we speak to Aretha with all her songs and things that she gave to Detroit, she gave to the world. And we just put her up tonight. And that's her song, Healing, in my soul and spirit to you tonight. Sometimes we don't salute. We wait to New York, to Washington, to New York, Hollywood, but right here in Detroit, in Chicago, we can salute it.
Thank you. Thank you. I find it's just before we fall.
Taxpayers money. Governor Pritzker is himself also built Illinois under the Office of Fiscal Health. We need a governor that works for us, like James Fitzgerald.
Thank you. Thank you. Jesus, love me. This life of